You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is the Classic Auto Mall Show. Broadcast from the studios inside the Classic Auto Mall in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Just 1 hour west of Philadelphia at Pennsylvania Turnpike exit 298. Featuring nearly 1,000 classic, vintage, and barn find vehicles for sale under one climate-controlled roof. Now, here's your host, Classic Auto Mall president, and the man with all the toys, Stuart Howden.
You know, we may have to change that intro for Kathy to have all the toys. She's got a new toy coming.
That's right.
Yeah. Aston Martin DB.
Nice. In what color?
No, it's actually not a DB. It's a VA Vantage.
Oh.
Roadster. In DBR9 Racing Green, which is the color that Carroll Shelby in 1959 won Le Mans.
Ooh.
Which we'll talk about here in a minute.
Okay.
Because I had it on my little list here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Wow. You keep looking at me like.
I know, I can't hear
are
myself.
You saying that? Are you that?
That's good.
I'm really good at that, right?
That'll look good on YouTube.
Yeah, that'll be excellent on YouTube when it looks like we're talking about things we don't know what we're talking about, which is would not be unusual, right? So anyway.
That's right.
Show number 131. Here we are. Man, we've done a lot of shows.
On our way.
Yeah, it's, we're going to go terrestrial soon. Is that even the right
way to
pronounce
that
word?
That is the
terrestrial?
Right. Terrestrial.
Terrestrial.
Land-based.
We're going to be land-based. We're going to be actually on a radio station, which is
WDB 860 AM.
WWDB 860 AM in Philly. No, Bala Cynwyd, right?
Well, it's Philadelphia.
They call it Philly.
Yeah, Bala Cynwyd. One Bala is the our home base,
our
if
home
you
base,
will,
yeah.
But we broadcast out of Morgantown, of course.
Yeah, because we have our own studio here.
That's right.
We built our own studio, which we couldn't have afforded to do 20 years ago.
We might have nicer equipment than WWDB.
Now. I'm sure they have very nice equipment. Well,
they do. Absolutely.
They do. And they're excited to have us on, and we're excited to be there. And it'll be another little sidetrack adventure to what we're doing here, and if it works, then there may be it may lead to other opportunities.
And you come up with a name, like, you know, what would David buy?
Right,
what would David
WWDB?
We need
a name for the D. Yeah, to come up.
I
with
think
something.
So.
DB Donald. DB stands for something I can't say on the radio.
Decibel,
and the second word is bag.
Well, my first name is Donald, so we could go. What would Donald buy?
Is it?
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. See,
what your first name is Donald.
This is 131
breaking,
shows.
Breaking news. I don't know. Hit something. Hit a drum roll or fanfare.
Uh-huh. First name is Donald. My mom always wanted me to go by Stuart because she was afraid, which is my middle name, because she was afraid of all the nicknames that would be made up by the name Donald.
Uh-huh.
She really thought that one through, didn't she? Because there's not stew and what's the beef stew and, you know, all the different things that you can
wow.
make out of
but that was nice of her to do that.
Well, she was thinking of me. So.
I mean, I'm named Jan, and you know, it's like it's yeah. people are like, I'll go to the drugstore and they'll say, well, what does she need? No, she is me.
She or me. A boy named Sue.
That's it.
You could go D.S. Howden, he goes J.R.
Yeah,
Rush.
I could do D.S.
D.S. Howden.
I used to go D. Stuart Howden was the way it was
on
my business card.
Yeah, I don't
that's
like that.
Classy.
Because you never know what to call somebody.
Right, because, well,
hey, D.
What up, D?
Yeah.
Anyway, great week in the sales department. Where did cars go, did you say? Did you ask
I don't have to ask anymore because it's just it's sort of a beautiful segue.
It's just such a segue that, you know, we've done this because we're doing, you know, terrestrial radio.
That's right.
So anyway, from the last week now, because last week we had to do 2 weeks of sales, and it was 13 pages, and it took me about an hour to read all the way through it, and I think I got a couple of them wrong. So anyway, last week, Nottingham, Pennsylvania, Coon Rapids, Iowa, Punta Gorda, Florida, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Holland Patton, New York, never heard of it, Boothell, Washington, Yardley, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Fairhaven, New Jersey, Easton, Pennsylvania, Lindenwold, New Jersey, Nazareth, Pennsylvania, Milton, Pennsylvania, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, Elverson, Pennsylvania, Sacramento, California,
hey.
Coppell, Texas, the Czech Republic. I don't know the name of the town.
Wow.
And Elverson, Pennsylvania again. So that was...
six, seven, eight states. One foreign country, and I believe Lindenwald is where the Hindenburg went down.
Oh, in Jersey. That's
in New Jersey, yeah. I think so.
No,
wasn't Lindenhurst?
Lindenhurst.
Look at
Lindenhurst, yep.
Lindenhurst. Oh, yeah. Not Lindenwald. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
and I believe the Czech town is Lindenwald.
Yes, it is. Good one.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So anyway, thanks to the Pat Travers Band for our theme song. We love hearing that. If you get a chance, go check them out. Their information will be at the tail end of the show when we talk about the thank yous and all that stuff that we do at the end of the show. And we talk about where you can find Pat Travers information, which is pattravers.com. And maybe we can get Pat on the show one of these days. Or maybe we can do a show that's maybe music themed.
Maybe,
well,
maybe. I mean, there's, you know, that's another artist we could include.
Yes. We could certainly do that. So, hey, if you hadn't had a chance to sign up for our newsletter, we send it once a month. Go to classicautomall.com, and there's a tab to sign up for our newsletter, and we ask for your name and email address, and that's all you need. And once a month, we send a newsletter. Every once in a while, we might send two, like if we were going to do an auction something like
special
that.
Special edition.
But for the most part, we'll send 12 a year, one every day. On the 15th, we send it, or we try to get it close to the 15th. So it doesn't always work out that way.
Hold your own deadlines.
Well, yeah, I make deadlines, and then I wonder, you know, I don't have to honor this because it was my deadline
in the first place.
Right. How many cars do you think we got in inventory? And it's going the wrong way.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say we had 1053, so I'm going to say 1020.
Oh, not bad. 1026.
Yeah.
We have an inventory. And don't misinterpret this, folks. This is not a bad thing.
Right.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
We had a few, maybe just borderline of too many cars in the building.
We had
quite a few, and it was a little difficult to get around. And
you still need 3 hours to see everything.
You really do.
1,026 to 1,053 is still a big day to come out and check out the cars.
Absolutely. If you're coming out on Saturday, come directly at 9 a.m.
Exactly.
Because we're kicking you out at noon. Because we can.
We do.
And we do, because we're tired. It's been a long week. And you know what people don't realize is that so much of our business is online. I mean, all the guys go home, but they don't go home and walk away from the business. They go home and answer emails at night and answer emails on Sundays, because if you don't, you're going to miss a sale, or a guy's going to buy a car from somewhere else. And so, you know, these guys are working 24/7. We just need them to get a break and get out of here for a day and a half or so, just to kind of clear the head, because Mondays are borderline psychotic.
Right.
Kathy funded 9 vehicles Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. And we sold another 7 on top of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, funded, sold and funded are different, because sold may mean we just took a deposit on a car and we're waiting for the balance to be paid, or for it to be inspected, or for it to be whatever. Whereas funded means we've got the clear funds and now we're going to physically fill out all the paperwork and send that to the new owner. And 9 of them on Monday.
Amazing.
So that's why she got the new car.
I'm just glad cars are still selling.
Well, that's, you know, that's
never know.
Pretty important thing for this, for our business.
Yeah. Don't we have applause for her somewhere?
I think we do. I think I have clapping.
Second row, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just for you, Kathy.
Yeah. Well, and that sounds like Carnegie Hall clapping.
It's polite.
Clapping. It's just maybe a pat of the hand to the.
It's about 6 people is what it is.
It's like 12, I think.
A pat to the palm.
A pat to the palm. But she got a nice gift for that, and we'll talk about that
in
a little bit. So, some of the new inventory we got in.
Yes.
We got some great stuff in. Oh, but before we get to that, one of the things that somebody asked me is the podcast just only about classic cars? No, it's about all kinds of cars. Mm-hmm. It's about sports cars. It's about classic cars. It's about muscle cars,
antique race cars.
Yeah. It's about new cars. We talk about stuff, you know, stuff that you need to know, common sense type stuff that it's nice to know that people don't always think about in the new car world. So we're a little bit of everything automotive, and it's not just, you know, one segment or pigeonhole of what we do.
Sure.
So we try to talk about a lot of different things. And I think a lot of people, I don't know if they like that or they don't like that.
Well, we also talk about car accessories. We talked about deer whistles last week, and we could keep doing that. We could do a segment each week on
stuff,
a different
like
accessory.
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just go through the J.C. Whitney catalog.
or Pet Boys.
Yeah. And pick all the things that we want to do. Anyway, some of the new inventory in this week, recently,
yeah.
The 1970 Plymouth Barracuda hardtop, the white over black, it's unmolested, meaning that it hasn't been monkeyed with, is what we mean by when we say unmolested, that it hasn't been painted or done up or redone the seats or redone the carpet or redo whatever. It's basically untouched and in mostly original condition. It's got its numbers matching. This 318, Not the big motors, right. Not the 440, but, you know, still a desirable car, especially mm-hmm. in original type condition. Numbers matching, A904 automatic transmission, got the original window sticker. It's the first year for the E-body Barracuda in the Grocery Getter 318, we call it. So, you know.
Apparently a bulletproof engine. I'm not the Mopar guy, but yeah, 318 was a well-regarded engine.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't, again, we've talked about this on the show before. We don't make fun of a DZ302 right. in a Camaro. We don't make right. fun of a 302 in a Mustang, a GT. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a 300-ish cubic inch engine.
Yeah.
And a lot of the new V8s are smaller cubic inch. I mean, if you look at some of the Mercedes and some of the BMWs, mm-hmm. they're 300 to 400 cubic inches, mm-hmm. but they may have twin turbos and different things like that, not necessarily normally aspirated.
Right.
But, and it's got a two-barrel carburetor and an automatic transmission. So, ooh, Barracuda. See, yeah. I sang. There's my singing from heart.
I love the Barracudas.
I do, too. They are the coolest looking thing. Did you see the new Chargers coming out?
And oh, I did.
Actually, I guess it's all electric, and then they're going to introduce combustion engines later. So they're initially going to offer it in electric form.
Right.
And then there'll be later on, they'll add some combustion.
Good looking cars. I did see that. Same kind of body style on both.
Except
of them.
Now it'll be, you can get it in a two door form, which was always interesting right. when they brought the Charger back and right. they brought it back in four door only, which I thought was,
we must
so
have seen the
odd.
Same video. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And you did mention we have a convertible Challenger. Here,
we do.
Right?
We do.
And you know, that's the one car I could never understand why they didn't make that in a convertible. Because that would have been a gorgeous car.
It is a gorgeous car. And you know what's interesting is that, you know, when in 1976 was the last year for American-made convertibles. I mean, mm-hmm. the liability, the insurance, the structural part of it, all of it was just too much. And they yeah. decided, oh, we can't make convertibles anymore.
They went away for
and
a while.
And they went away for, I don't know. I know that aftermarket companies were making them. It'd be interesting to know, if anybody knows, podcast at classicautomall.com, when they brought back convertibles. Actually brought them back. And I think it probably would have been sometime in the late 80s.
Yeah. Well, I remember when the Volkswagen Rabbit
right.
convertible, is that what it was called? The yeah. Rabbit? The square one. We have one
the
here.
Golf yeah. or the Rabbit.
The Golf yeah. Rabbit came yeah. out in convertible. That was like the hottest car on the market because
right.
it was the only, one of the only convertibles available.
And they were fun to drive.
And that was mid-80s. So yeah. mid-80s, yeah. Now,
those Volkswagens were, you know, underappreciated in some respects. So the guys that knew, like the Golf GTI.
Yeah.
Or the whatever other guys they had that in. It was a solid, fun, mm-hmm. driving, fast, quick. Fast would be the wrong word. Mm-hmm. Quick would be a better,
sure.
better term for it. But, you know, those things would go. And, of course, if you got it with the three pedals and the stick in the middle, then it would be better. Anyway, interesting thing about this Barracuda is it's no stripes, no wild paint, no badging, no wide tires, no, it's just a very plain looking car, but it's cool in that respect.
Right.
It's
right.
cool that it's plain. So anyway, when we return, we will talk about something. Well, we got a little more time than I thought. So.
Well, we have a number of cars that are the sort of restored to original and not,
sure.
not modified. So you talk about fat tires and different exhausts mm-hmm. and bigger engines and stuff. It's so nice to see one that's sort of in its pure form.
Unmolested, as we like to say. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because so many people want a little more performance out of a car. So many people want better braking. They want better handling. They want air conditioning.
Right, right.
I have a friend of mine who, I don't care what kind of car he buys, he can buy a 32 Cadillac V16 Roadster and he's putting air in it. He'll figure it out and he's going to put air conditioning uh-huh. in it. So, anyway, when we return now, correctly, we'll talk about some new inventory here at the Classic Auto Mall show.
If you have any questions or comments, contact us at classicautomall.com. Come visit us at Classic Auto Mall. See our website for hours and location.
When it comes to car magazines, are you tired of reading about mega-dollar collector cars you can't afford, or endless reporting on auctions and how-to tech stories that don't interest you? Then Crankshaft is the car magazine for you. Crankshaft is a 144-page softcover quarterly filled with all sorts of fascinating stories, the type of car features you won't find anywhere else. It features American and foreign cars, pre- and post-war era cars of distinction including sports cars, muscle cars, and regular family sedans too. To discover what many car enthusiasts are saying is the best car magazine ever published, you can purchase either a single copy for $12.95 plus $3 postage, or a one-year subscription, four issues, for $59.95. To order your copy, go to www.crankshaftmagazine.com. That's www.crankshaftmagazine.com.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com. or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
The Classic Auto Mall is like going to the greatest indoor car showroom in the country. With more than 1,000 classic and collectible vehicles for sale via consignment in our 8-acre climate-controlled showroom, we've got something for everyone. We're open to the public most days. Plus, you can easily search our inventory online at classicautomall.com. Buying and selling via consignment is safe, easy, and secure. Plus, we advertise, sell, and ship worldwide. Find your dream classic vehicle at classicautomall.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
We're back with the Classic Auto Mall show from the Classic Auto Mall studio in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are on whatever day it is.
131 weeks later.
Yeah, we started this madness, and things are happening. We're starting to see a little bit of movement and traction. We're starting to advertise the podcast show a little bit more. We've changed it from, we talked about this last week, we've changed it from a podcast to a show. We want it to be more of a show, a festival, if you will.
Yeah, show.
A show instead of just a podcast. Podcast sounds very... So in order to rebuild the carburetor, the Venturi Butterfly, you know, I mean, it's, that sounds so cut and dry and right. Very, you know, segmented and, you know, we're just going to talk about technical stuff and.
Sure.
No, we're going to talk about fun stuff and car stuff and.
Yeah.
And, we were just talking about Amelia Island, which is, you know, one of the great concours of ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's down in Florida in the beginning, or in early spring, early March of every year. And
right now it's happening, right?
Like, well, it was just recently it was just finished, and it's amazing because it's a part of the world that can get un-Florida-esque weather. You know, it could be kind of cold down there. I mean, they could get snow.
Yeah.
This is Jacksonville.
Really?
I mean, it's not without the chance to get some kind of foul weather when you're down there. So, but boy, it's a beautiful part of the world. And the cars that they get are just absolutely stunning. I mean, this year's cars, the winners were a beautiful 61, 62 Ferrari GTO owned by David McNeil, who runs WeatherTech. Who we were talking about them.
Sells floor mats.
They sell floor mats. And they
other stuff.
They must sell a bunch of floor mats because.
I bought a couple.
Have you?
I have them in three cars, yeah.
Well, and the bump step.
And the bump step, absolutely.
Bump step, whatever that is.
It goes on your trailer hitch so that you can use it as a step to get in, and it just plugs the hole in the trailer hitch.
Do they sell those things that New Yorkers have to put on their bumper, the rear bumper? That's what.
Oh, that
those
flop.
Little flap things.
Doesn't that stink? Doesn't that stink to live in a place?
If you're not a good parallel parker, or you're a good parker, but somebody else back bumps into you.
Right. Or there's just no space to park, and you have to squeeze in.
And people just bump into you in New York.
I mean,
there's no question. You don't want to drive a nice car through there. I mean, you just don't.
That's why they all have the diapers on the back.
Yeah, they got a diaper on the front and the back.
Yeah.
Because, they, I mean, those guys will just, I watch cab drivers, you're riding with them, and they're just edging into the car next to them, and they're not, okay.
We're not against going on at WNBC in New York. With the show?
No. We're just not driving the nice cars.
WABC is the talk station.
Okay.
We'll go there.
We'll go there. I'm just not driving up there.
No, we'll train up.
Yeah, right. We'll virtual. We'll just send you the file. Sign papers online.
Yeah, shout out, 77 WABC.
There you go.
770? Yeah.
So anyway, back to the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, won by a 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO, shown by David McNeil. And that was the winner of the Concours. They have two classes there.
Right.
They had the Concours d'Elegance and the Concours de Sport.
Yes.
And it won the Concours d'Elegance. Sport, and then the Concours d'Elegance was won by a 1947 Delahaye Cabriolet that was stunning, owned by our friend Dana Meekum.
Oh, okay.
That's Meekum Auction.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful car.
But some prototype won something down there. It was like a Chrysler crazy car, and it was a prototype, one of one. It's like a coral-colored car, and it was fascinating. It had so many curves and lights and stuff, and I thought it won the whole thing, but I guess I'm wrong.
You are incorrect.
I am correct. Yeah. You are incorrect, sir.
Incorrect, sir. Yeah. So they had a nice turnout down there, apparently, and the weather was nice, and got a little bit of rain on, I guess, Saturday and then early Sunday and then cleared. You know, you live and die by the weather. I mean, same thing with Radnor Hunt that we have here. I mean, they went 23 years without rain. And then the last like 3 years or maybe 23 years, I don't know. In the last 3 years, they've had rain.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know, for whatever reason, the luck of the gods or unluck mm-hmm. of the gods, happens. So, and you know, you live and die by outside. That's why we have a nice 8-acre roof here. It may leak a little. It rains a little inside.
Four of the acres leak, but we have 8 acres.
So, you know, we cover. The nice thing is it's not.
Talk about bucket list. We have buckets, buckets throughout.
Yeah. We have a list of buckets in the building. So if that's our bucket list,
that's right.
then
that's
so
funny.
Be it.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Really, you should write that down and start patenting that.
Greatest hits.
Greatest hits. We can do a whole comedy show, right? Other new inventory that we were discussing before we went to break is the 1932 Ford Model B Roadster. This thing is nearly flawless. Mm-hmm. It is so spectacular. And, you know, not often do you hear that about a 1932 Ford, unless it's a custom or a hot rod or a street rod. This has been taken a little bit of liberty. Mm-hmm. It's got a 3-speed manual with overdrive on it. Mm-hmm. It's got a 201 cubic inch inline four, but it's been modified and done up different. It's got power brakes, non-factory leather interior. But this thing is really nicely done. And it's one of those ones that, it's kind of a resto mod, but it just, what they did to it was make it more enjoyable to drive. They gave it power enough so it can go down the highway. They made it so it was, you know, it would stop and run and easy to steer. And it's got a, you know, an amazing just list of things that are done to it. So it's a car that you could easily walk past and not notice because it looks just like any other 32 Ford Model B until you actually go, oh, look under the hood. It's one of the few that we have the hood open.
Right. Yep. It's behind,
the ropes, the velvet ropes.
I think this is one of the first cars I rode up.
So, oh, really?
It was a challenge, but it's a beautiful car.
Absolutely.
Beautiful car.
You know what the ropes are for, don't you? Do you know what the ropes are for?
Keep the cars in?
No, to keep the people out.
Keep people out.
People seem to have a hard time understanding, grasping that. No. I just wanted to go in and look at the car.
Right, right.
Oh, the ropes were only up for people that didn't want to look at the car.
The ropes will have a boutique room where the whole room will be roped, mm-hmm. and you have to
you got to make an appointment.
Yeah, make an appointment to be like a club.
It's just not, you can't just go all over it.
This is a beautiful car, though, if you're in the market for
it. It really is. Take a look at that one, and it's on the website. There's some great pictures of it. We have, you know, we try to take about 100 pictures of each vehicle underneath, upside to every side of it you can. Mm-hmm. And of course, not only is that good for our buyers, but it's also good for our writer and content editor, because what we found out is that you don't need to be here when you're writing.
Right.
Because if you're here, mm-hmm. the distractions are just too many.
There are distractions. I do like to, when I am here,
right.
once or twice a week, is to really get a feel for the new cars that came in. And if there's something about it, like I sat in the blue Studebaker,
right.
Silverhawk or whatever
the
called.
Avanti?
No, it's the silver,
the blue one.
Yeah, with the modified engine. And just sitting in it was like, oh, this is a different feel, you know?
And you maybe have a different perspective of a car when you sit in it, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
As opposed to just looking at
it. Yes, you know? And driving them, each one of them is just off the charts, impossible. So,
but we have Justin who helps do that, and he drives them, and then he gives you his report. And so somebody's driving them.
Yep.
And Justin goes out and drives them, and not only does he check the drivability of them, but he also makes sure the taillights are working, the headlights are working, and the blinkers and the horn and all that stuff. And he's got a little test. We have a test track here. That's really just a big parking lot.
I call it the loop.
The loop.
Yep.
You do the loop and you just back up to one of the glass doors so you can see if the taillights and the brake lights.
Amazing how many backup lights don't work on old cars for some reason.
I don't know if people just disconnect them for some reason.
Or maybe they go out and they didn't notice they go out because that's something you might not know.
It's like the new cars will tell you when something's out.
For sure.
But they won't. Yeah, which is nice because you don't want to be going down the road. I remember I got pulled over one time in Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I was at the drag races at the Thunder Valley, which is an amazing place for drag racing. And I got pulled over and I had a 1967 Pontiac Executive four-door. Me and my buddy Bill from Atlanta were going to the drag races. And the policeman walks up to me and he goes, did you know that you only have one working light on this whole car?
Wow.
Your left front headlight was the only working light on the car. I cannot believe he didn't take us to jail. We were just certain we were going to jail.
So that reminds me of the story. I was driving from Vegas to Utah with a college buddy in his Subaru Brat in the middle of the desert.
Were you relegated to the back seat?
No, front. In the middle of the desert.
Right.
lights just fail on the car.
Oh.
Just go out. It is pitch black. I don't remember what happened after that, but
you know, that's just, you know, there's just no good that can come from that, you know, in the middle of nowhere with no lights. I mean, and it's probably not an easy fix.
But we did get to see the stars.
Very clearly, so right?
That was,
yeah, because there's not a light.
Nice, right?
Not a lot of lights out there.
None at all.
Yeah, and of course, then you're really in trouble. You know, it's funny. You get these road trip stories of these cars. We'll have to tell a few on ourselves as we go. I had an Audi 100 LS, and we were going to go from Knoxville, Tennessee, me and my buddies, down to Rome, Georgia, to Darlington, where I went to boarding school. And this was after I had left Darlington and gone back to Knoxville to live and go to school. West High School. So we decided one weekend we're going to go visit all the girls we knew down in Darlington.
Both
and
of them.
We got in the Audi, the 1976 Audi 100 LS that my dad had bought me because he thought it was very European and cool. And how would that, you know, how would I dare want a Camaro or a Trans Am?
Wow.
I had an Audi 100 LS.
Right.
So the last words my dad said to me is, "That car gives you any trouble, just turn around and come home." Okay.
Oh, of course.
Whatever, sure. Halfway to Chattanooga, it all of a sudden won't go over 8 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
Which is not bad if you're on the
flat,
the emergency lane. Uh-huh. But when you're going up a hill and it's a bridge when there's no emergency lane and you got to get into traffic and you're doing eight.
Oh my goodness.
And trucks are just hauling by. So I called him. We're in somewhere, and he says, "What did I tell you? Turn around right now." I said, "No, we're not going to." He goes, "You're gonna turn around." I was 16 years old,
right,
Mr.
Right.
Defiant.
Yeah, yeah.
So we made it all the way to Rome. Finally, it took us like, normally it would be about a 3 hour drive. I think it took us 9 hours to get there. And we got there and we hung out for the weekend and we came back and the same problem. It wouldn't go over about 8 or 10 miles an hour. And we finally get to Ringgold, Georgia, just before you get to the Tennessee line, and it wouldn't even go over a speed bump.
Oh, no.
At the truck stop.
Really?
So I called my dad and I said, "We're leaving it." And he goes, "What do you mean you're leaving it?" I go, "We're just leaving it."
But you got good gas mileage on the way down.
Excellent gas mileage. Mm-hmm. It was, I think it got 40 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was a Mercedes back in the day.
Sure,
they didn't know what an Audi was.
No,
I'd never heard of an Audi 100 LS.
Very few of them.
Very underpowered.
Yeah.
And we rigged it up with a bunch of speakers, and we had like two home speakers in the back and
six by nines
in the deck and speakers everywhere.
That's funny.
Back when they were a thing, I rented a Geo Metro convertible in San Diego, and that's a little three-cylinder. And my wife and I wanted to take a ride to the east, which you go up the mountain as you're heading toward the desert.
Right.
And it was the same thing. It was, you know, I kept pulling it over. I was on the shoulder at one point until we could finally get off the expressway because it just couldn't do that hill.
It just wouldn't do the hill. So my dad was extremely mad at me for a long period of time after that.
Yeah.
I just didn't listen. I have a listening problem. So anyway, you know, it was fun, and it was one of those stories that you'll remember. And there's lots more to the story, by the way.
Okay.
Too. I just can't
tell it. Oh, okay.
All
right.
There's a lot of stories that I have in the little archive up here.
Right. So
can never come out.
The girls expected you in 3 hours.
Yeah. 9 hours.
You didn't
later.
Show up 9 hours later.
We slept on the gym floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Professor Campbell let us sleep on the gym floor because we were supposed to get a hotel room and they gave it away because we were late.
Right.
And there was no cell phones and we weren't going to pay phone. We were going to put 90 nickels in.
Yeah. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
To try to get, you know, all the way to Georgia, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. So, it's so funny how before cell phones, how we made things happen.
We survived.
Yeah.
Had parties and had gatherings and get-togethers, and we knew where everybody was, and we knew how to get a hold of people. I mean, you know, and there was phone books and information. You call 411.
Yeah, and there were freeway out in L.A. There were phones on the freeway.
On the freeway, yeah. And they weren't for personal use. They were if you're in trouble.
Right. That's true.
You'd call your girlfriend.
That's true. Hey
babe, how you doing?
I'm on the 405. Sepulveda exit.
I never forget when I got my first cell phone. I was down in South Florida, living in South Florida. And, of course, I went on the beach, stood in the ocean, and then called everybody I knew. Guess where I am?
That's
I'm standing in the ocean. They're like, "No way!"
That was awesome.
One of those big brick Motorola phones.
Sure. With the strap. And
Now this one was just the one that fit in your pocket.
Oh, the portable one. Right.
Not the bag phone.
With the solid antenna.
With the big rubber solid antenna and the big gray thing, barely fit in the back pocket of your jeans.
Cool. Look cool though.
And the best service of any, way better service than today.
Interesting.
When we return, we will discuss more about inventory in here that we haven't gotten to yet.
The segments go fast when you're not paying attention.
We'll be back with the Classic Auto Mall show in just a couple of minutes. See you then.
Ever since the first time you saw it, perhaps even as a child, you knew you wanted one. now, you're at a point in your life where you have the means to buy and keep one. Your significant other is even in agreement. But where and how can you find one? And trust you know as much as you can about it before the purchase. That's why there's ClassicAutoMall.com. 1,000 classic vehicles of almost every conceivable make, model, and year. All under one climate-controlled roof. You can visit and look to your heart's delight. Or do everything online from the comfort of your own home. Shipping nearly everywhere worldwide. Classic Auto Mall can make your dream come true. Visit the World Wide Web at ClassicAutoMall.com.
Since the 1960s, J.C. Taylor has been America's premier specialty insurance provider for classic cars, antique autos, modified, and custom vehicles. Our customers have trusted us to protect their prized possessions for more than six decades. For more information, or to receive a quote, contact our expert team today by calling 888-ANTIQUE. Or by visiting our website at jctaylor.com/awr. That's 888-268-4783. Or visit jctaylor.com/awr. Drive through time with peace of mind. J.C. Taylor.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with the Classic Auto Mall show from the Classic Auto Mall studios. If you get a chance, go to our website, classicautomall.com. Got all the stuff about any auctions we may be doing and events that are going on here, car inventory. Don't forget all the sites we're on. Any podcast site that's out there, we're on. iHeartRadio, Apple TV, not Apple TV.
Where's the list?
It's somewhere. It's
every podcast carrier.
Known demand.
Known demand, basically.
Yeah, terrestrial.
Terrestrial. You can go to Buzzsprout.
Some we've never even heard of, but they're here. It's like, oh, I didn't know they had Pocket Cast.
Yeah, are we on there? Well, we must be.
Yeah.
That happens a lot with our classifieds that we put out on different sites. Like, there's other sites that will pick up classifieds from a Hemmings.com or ClassicCars.com and put it on their site. They're not trying to be untoward. They're not stealing our inventory. They actually put our same contact info, just trying to drive traffic to their site.
That's right.
And of course, you know, and then you got all the auction sites, not only the live auctions, but the online stuff. Bring a Trailer, and Hemmings does that as well too, and Cars and Bids, and it's so many. It's so much to keep up with.
A lot of cars out there. I'm really surprised. Yeah. How many, like, Bring a Trailer's got a million. We got a million cars here. It's just
Bring
incredible.
A Trailer is close to closing in on selling 100 cars a day.
Wow.
A day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I think they did 6 million last week. I mean,
it's a formula that seemed to be working.
Really has worked well. I think that its best days were early on, only because it was more organic. It was more kind of run by the people that made comments on it was more the control. And it wasn't always auctions. It was just cool stuff that they liked, the guys that founded it. And so it's become more of a business, which, well, what do you expect? It was successful.
Sure.
Successful businesses become more corporate structured and things like that. And it's inevitable. It happens. And then there'll be a newcomer who'll come along who will do it the way they used to do it. And maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But
classic cars are like going nuts. I cut the cable a couple of years ago and went to Roku TV is the one I have. I was flipping around the other day and Roku has their own channels, and I came across Torque Channel.
Good name.
And they were running the Barrett Jackson auction.
Right.
And, you know, I had to look it up. I think you looked up and had some information on it,
right? Yeah, I think they have like 16 channels on the Roku, one of them being the Torque Channel. And it's, you know, high octane world of custom rides and adrenaline pumping experiences was their tagline. But, it's like a version, I guess, of Motor Trend TV or the old Speed Channel Speed Vision.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, it seems like, with the television shows, like Speed Vision, initially when it came out, Speed Vision would run video of the 1959 Le Mans race, mm-hmm. or video of 1988 at Brands Hatch, or 1991 at Road Atlanta, the IMSA race. They would run a lot of cool old racing footage and old racing documentaries, and then as it slowly evolved, it became more and more about deadline and build shows.
Right.
And then Barrett Jackson was on there for a while, but then it just became all build shows mm-hmm. with a deadline. You know, mm-hmm. we've got to get this car to Vegas in 36 hours, and, you know, we hadn't even started on it.
Right. Well, maybe they would like a little talk show.
I would think a little talky talk would be goody good, you know.
And, hi there, Torque. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Torque.
Shout out to Torque.
Torque. T-O-R-Q-U-E.
Now, there's a Torque show. By, who's the racer? And, never mind. Bell, Derek Bell.
Justin Bell, Derek Bell.
Justin Bell, and the other guy.
Tommy Kendall?
Thank you. Wow. There you go.
It's like,
you are.
It's like a steel trap up here.
The encyclopedia.
Skip the Adderall this morning, but anyway.
Oh, we couldn't tell.
They have a show called The Torque Show, which is different than The Torque Channel.
Yeah. And The Torque Show also, they do a show at Pebble Beach when they do the Concordia Elegance at Pebble Beach in August. And they have a show where they talk to people that are entrants. They talk to celebrities. They
basically
have,
what we do, except they travel and they have get $1 million.
Stay in fancy hotels.
They have a whole trailer of equipment.
Are we going to ever get through the new inventory?
No, go ahead.
Probably not. Go ahead. How about, this will be right up your, this is in your wheelhouse.
I know.
91 Nissan 300ZX twin turbo, cherry red pearl over charcoal black, 27,000 original miles.
Somebody put it away.
3-liter twin turbo V6. These cars back in the day were the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They were really it. They were the twin turbo. This was a great car. The timing belt service was done just less than 2,000 miles ago. All-wheel steering. And with the window sticker comes with it. And this thing is factory fresh. This thing is really, really nice. I really like this car a lot. I think that... you don't see them in cherry red pearl as often. You see a lot of them in white.
Right.
See a lot of them in gray.
Black sometimes.
Black, but not a whole lot in the cherry red. So if you want to stand out, then.
But it's also a low key color. It's kind of like a maroon.
Sure.
Like it's not a flashy color. It's kind of a pedestrian color.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it.
I do too.
Kind of under the radar.
And they're really fun to drive.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, they are. Well, you should come drive them every once in a while.
Yeah, no. That's...
Or maybe we should drive them and put it on our show. Well, there's a novel concept.
There you go.
Hey.
That's right.
But anyway, other new inventory. I said anyway again. Other new inventory, the 41 Cadillac Series 1, Series 61 Sedanette. I love Sedanettes. I think they're so cool looking. Mm-hmm. But this one's flame red over dark red. It's got a early 90s, late 80s Cadillac interior.
What's a Sedanette?
It's a car that's like a coupe. It looks like a sedan, but it doesn't have the back doors.
Oh.
So a Sedanette is...
We don't use that term anymore, but...
It's not used in any...
So it'd be like a two-door post, basically?
Kind of, but it was... It could almost, well, didn't Mercedes come out with a CLS, which was the four-door coupe, they called it, because it didn't look like it had back doors. So it's kind of the opposite of it. It actually had four doors and looked like a coupe. This has two doors and looks like a sedan.
Sedan, yeah.
So a sedanette,
right,
if you will. 700 R4 tranny on a 350 cubic inch V8. This one is a magazine cover car. Full custom interior with this thing. I mean, this Cadillac interior is amazing. It looks like what you'd expect from the early 90s. And really a cool car and a great body style. If you've never seen it, go to our website, classicautomall.com. You can't miss it.
It is. The back of this car is epic.
It really,
really
is. It's
cool.
Got the coolest look to it ever. It's just very streamlined. And
it's like if you were a little kid, you'd want to slide down the rear fender.
Right, exactly.
It's just that big.
Yeah, 100%. So other new inventory, how about the 1977 Ford Granada two-door sedan?
Yeah.
Cream over cream. 50,000 actual miles, long-term family ownership.
Right.
302 cubic inch V8 with a C4 automatic.
See?
How cool is this? I mean, you remember that the Granadas were advertised as the alternative for a lot less money than Mercedes.
That's right, exactly.
I never
right.
really saw that.
All of their ads were comparing it to the Mercedes.
Yeah, in the way that the comfortability and the driveline,
yep.
and the way it performed, and the way it looked. A lot of styling cues that they borrowed, and I guess that's okay. You know, listen, flattery is a sincere compliment, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's an interesting car because they're not ones that you see at all. Because you can't afford to restore them, because then you'll be upside down in them, because probably, you know, they're not going to be. You could go and put, You could restore one of these and spend $30,000 or $40,000, and you'd right. never get your money back.
Right.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
So if somebody restores one, they do it out of the love of it, which mm-hmm. I love, and mm-hmm. it's great.
Good
or
luck.
They maintained it and held it for all these years and didn't need to restore it because it's been so perfectly maintained for all these years.
But they were everywhere.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were used, and they rusted out, and they just broke down.
Yep.
And so there are not many left in this condition.
No. And it's really neat to see a car like this. Yeah, I like seeing
I
cars that you don't see very often, even if they're kind of in the plain Jane category.
Absolutely.
So, and last but not least, the 1938 Plymouth P6 convertible coupe. Battleship gray over camel tan. Great color combination. Love that charcoal gray with tan interior. Known history. We were built 201 cubic inch inline six. Largely original, mostly original car.
Yes.
You can drive this thing anywhere, though. I mean, this thing, it went on. They just took it on a 2,000-mile trip.
Right.
Think about taking a 1938 anything on a 2,000-mile trip. Seems like a long way to go.
They really put time and energy into the drivetrain.
Yeah, and they rebuilt it and redid the brakes, mm-hmm. and it's one of those cars that its performance is better than its looks. You know,
for sure.
It needs to be restored. It needs to be redone if you wanted to go and win, you know, awards. If you want something great to drive mm-hmm. and enjoy and not worry about it breaking down on you.
Yeah, and then you can pick the color that you want if you want to paint it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, but the mechanics have been gone through and done, so half the restoration is over for you.
Yeah, and usually that can be the hardest part,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes it can be, not usually. Sometimes it can be the hardest part is figuring out what color you're going to paint it and all of that good stuff. But the engine and the electrical and the drivetrain can drive you crazy mm-hmm. restoring a car. I mean, especially the electrical, especially on these older cars.
Sure.
You can chase your tail and there's not, it's not like the electronics they have on new cars.
Right,
it's not
right.
like they have heated and cooled seats, armrest, and center consoles. I mean, these things had very, very small, minor electrical things, but the gremlins can be there.
And that's
no
right.
question
that's right.
It.
And it won't tell you on the dash where to find the gremlin.
Where to look. And you can't even plug in one of those, OBD2
right.
whatever.
Not at all.
Because it first of all, there's nowhere to plug it in.
You literally have to grab a wire and trace
right.
it through the car and see
and,
if it's,
and if it shocks you, then you know that you found the one that's still working.
If you're looking for a short, you physically have to look for it.
But isn't it funny how with such little bit amounts of wiring that they actually, they can drive even the most seasoned mechanics crazy sometimes with electrical gremlins and mm-hmm. all that good stuff.
Yep.
So anyway, that's some of the new inventory in the that we've taken in recently. And, of
nice.
Course, we've slowed down a little bit on consignments only because of the weather.
Right.
It hasn't been the snow. It's been just precipitation in general.
Sure.
Which we've had way more of this year than in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why our inventory is going down a little bit, because we're selling like crazy.
A lot of cool stuff coming in, though.
Yeah.
We'll go over more next week. But
well, it's hard to keep something around that's so desirable than some of the stuff that we get in. People saying, don't always see the inventory that we have. If you don't go on our website on a regular basis, something can come and go before you've even had a chance. If you go on every week,
it's true.
Well, you've missed probably three cars that probably came on and sold.
Some of these 6,100s, something in the 6,100s came in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Some of them are selling.
They're selling. I mean, we see that all the time. And so
it's probably the good write-ups.
I think it's
why so many 6,100s.
I would think that the guy riding them should get some kind of kickback or something.
I think
he
does. But some great cars coming up. And do check the website, because every day a couple more come up, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you could literally – we can put a car on on Monday, and by Friday, it's not only sold, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The guys picked it up.
Yep.
Paid for, got the paperwork. Bye-bye, birdie.
I'm really surprised. I think there's an Imperial that sold mm-hmm. recently.
Yeah, it didn't
it was
long.
Gone a week.
Yeah.
A week. And it was a great car, because mm-hmm. it was one of these survivor ones.
Right.
You never see them on the road anymore. It was ubiquitous back in the day, and it just was gone.
Yeah.
Somebody was looking for that car.
And sometimes the right guy at the right place at mm-hmm. the right time finds the right car. And sometimes it takes longer. I mean, we have cars that sometimes here that took 2 years to sell.
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason
right.
why. They were great cars. They were fairly priced. They were in the right colors. They checked all the right boxes. Just didn't find the right person for
right.
whatever reason.
I think it was the 300, not the Imperial.
Right.
The Imperial, the green Imperial,
the
green Hornet car is still here.
It's
That's
still
what
here.
I expected. That is a cool car.
It's a very cool car. But, you know, just the ones you
just
expect.
Never know.
When we return, we'll discuss a little bit more inventory and things that are going on in the car world. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Classic Auto Mall show.
Whether you want to buy or sell a classic, collectible, or special interest vehicle, you need to visit the Classic Auto Mall website for more information. If you're looking to buy, you can easily search our inventory of more than 1,000 vehicles on the web at ClassicAutoMall.com. And if you'd like to know all the advantages of selling your car through consignment, the information's available on our website, or you can talk to a classic car specialist who can answer all your questions. It's easy, safe, and convenient. Plus, we sell worldwide. We're always adding new vehicles to our inventory, so make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and check our website, ClassicAutoMall.com.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at AmericasWebRadio.com. Or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
It's a museum, it's a showroom, it's an experience. The Classic Auto Mall in Morgantown, Pennsylvania is 336,000 square feet of rare, custom, and specialty automobiles on display and on consignment. From the earliest production cars to modern exotics, Classic Auto Mall is a feast for the eyes and the memories. Stroll through time in any season in this climate-controlled facility that you simply have to see to believe. Admission is free. Just remember to bring comfortable shoes.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with the Classic Auto Mall show from the Classic Auto Mall studio, Morgantown, Pennsylvania.
I'm playing to the YouTube crowd.
Hey, how you doing, YouTube? Nice to see you. Thanks for listening, watching, whatever we're
right.
doing. What are we doing?
We're doing...
Oh, we're done with all the...
Segment four. We're done with new inventory?
Yeah, we're done with new inventory. So, and you know, this is not just a podcast. We try to tell people that and explain to them that not only is it not just about classic cars, it's not just a podcast either. We have visual stuff, we have pictures, we try to show the pictures of the car when we're talking about them, so you can have a real reference of what we're actually babbling about up here, and and able to see that there's the car they're talking about, and I've seen that there. But don't hesitate if you see something you like on our website, because as we said, they can go really quick. And it sounds like salesman talk when our guys will say to you, you know, look, you're gonna miss it. You know, don't miss
it. I do. I hate saying that to somebody. So like, you just never know. Somebody will come in on the weekend and it'll be gone by Monday.
Yeah. And then they're kind of mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, well, where's the car? I told you I was coming in on Tuesday.
Well, I've heard it a number of times. People say, I should have pulled the trigger on that car.
And then we sell cars to guys who say, I'm just going to take that car. I'm not going to argue and dicker on price because I know that I've missed them and I keep missing them.
Exactly.
And I don't want to miss them anymore.
That's true.
So, you know, we just try to tell you the facts here.
That's it.
We really do. Just the facts,
ma'am. Just the facts, ma'am.
That's all we try to do. But it sometimes sounds like salesman talk. So right. I'm sorry if that's the case. We don't try to make it that way.
There's pressure here at all. That's the beauty of it. But if you're interested in the car and there's an inkling of purchase, maybe pull the trigger.
Yeah. And listen, if you don't buy the car for any reason, we'll pat you on the back. We'll thank you for coming in. We appreciate your business. We appreciate your thinking about us for business. If you don't buy it today, maybe next time we're the right place for you. If something changes in your life or something happens, then you know, that's cool, we get it.
Plus we each not salesman, what do
car
you call
specialist,
car specialist.
What do you call those guys?
Sleepy today.
You're taking your drug.
Did you have enough coffee today?
Apparently not.
I forgot
what you're going to say.
Oh man,
we all keep a database. So if you come in and you're looking for a particular car, and it's not here, or something like it just sold and you missed it, then we'll put you on a database, and it'll sort of flag us to when one does come in. And if you can get in, you know, we'll notify you that one's in the pipeline to be on the website. And once it hits, if you're interested in it, you have not first dibs, but you have noticed that it's here.
We have a lot of guys who show up here, and the first place they go is back into the, the photo booth area and the check-in vehicle intake area,
that's
because
smart.
They want to see, well, maybe there's something here that's, you know, priced on the money that I've been looking for, and before it gets out on the market, I can make an offer on it.
And we have sold cars before they hit the floor.
I think we've probably, out of the 4,000-plus cars we've sold since we've been here, I bet you we've sold 200 before they even went on the floor.
Right.
You know, and so what happens is the guy comes in, sees it, says, oh, I'll take that. And gosh, we hadn't even photographed it. Mm-hmm, we hadn't even written the description. We don't even know a lot. You know, we're just trying to figure it out ourselves.
Right.
So we kind of figure it out with them. And, you know, that's cool. So
yeah, it works for us.
It works for us. Listen, we prefer them to be here shorter than longer, but we'd like them to at least be on the website. So at least you can say, you know, we earned our keep.
We
if
had
you will,
it. Yeah,
you know.
We had one of those.
Well, you got to wonder the guy that's selling the car that we call him in a day and a half after he brought the car in to say we got an offer. And we're like, well, wait a minute. I'm not ready. I needed to ease into this.
It is shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be shocking to people. So, and shocking in a good way, especially if you need, you know, if you're, you're selling your car because of a need.
Right.
You'll never guess where I'm going next week.
Oh, my Lord. You're going somewhere.
We're still doing the show next Wednesday.
Oh, we are. Okay, good.
But next Thursday, we're going to
Nashville, Tennessee.
Keystone, Colorado.
Whoa.
Go skiing.
Okay.
And
museum. There's a museum there.
Yeah. The Gateway Museum.
Gateway Museum is there. Awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we're going to go to, we're going to snowmobile above the tree lines.
Nice.
On the Continental Divide.
Be awesome. Careful.
Yeah, yeah. So, thanks, Jer. Be careful. You better watch out for those, you know, wildebeest.
Low branch, it'll get you.
Well, the last time Kathy and I skied, we didn't wear helmets. And our kids, we're going to meet all our kids and grandkids are going to meet us out there. We rented a house. And they're all like, well, you have to wear helmets now. I'm like, no, you don't. And they go, yeah, everybody wears helmets. I go, well, okay, but I'm not everybody. I've skied all my life. I don't need to wear a helmet. They go, listen. Everybody wears helmets. You will be like ostracized if you don't wear a helmet.
So you can smoke weed and wear a helmet in Colorado.
Yeah, that's the new thing in Colorado, right?
That's cool.
Smoke weed.
That's probably why they want you to wear a helmet.
I think because you're smoking weed and hit the trees in the, in the area. But apparently it's a thing. And like I said, the last time I skied was 10 years ago, probably.
Wow.
So it's, I guess, changed.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Keystone's had a lot of snow lately, too.
Have they?
And they've had like 180 inches or something this year. Of course, you don't want to go to the Sierra Nevada in California, they had 10 to 12 feet.
It's the pass, the big pass over there. I've been on a snowstorm on that pass, the Donner Pass. One of my bucket list is, and you'll appreciate this because it's music related, is to go to Red Rocks, wherever that is in Colorado.
It's
and
somewhere
see,
in Colorado.
See Zach Brown or Keith Urban or somebody at Red Rocks or James Taylor. You know, it's just a vibe band.
Yeah.
And so it's on the list, but I don't know where it is in Colorado.
It's somewhere in Colorado.
I think it's outside of Denver, actually.
It is.
It's up by the Red Rocks. Just so we know when you get to the Red Rocks, turn right.
Professor.
Probably gets the big money.
Thank you, Professor. So anyway, we've been talking about Kathy's new car, the 2008 Aston Martin V8 Vantage Roadster.
Ooh.
4.3 liter V8, 380 horse, less than 5,000 original miles. Yeah, this thing has been
Somebody had it in a stable.
Yeah, a guy who owned a bunch of cars.
Right.
And it came out of Florida, and it's got all the documentation, all the paperwork, everything you want when you buy one of these cars, because understand that these aren't cheap to fix when things go wrong.
That's right.
And you can still spend a lot of money, even with low miles on these things, but you have to just kind of prepare yourself for that.
Sure.
And if you're buying a European sports car that's a late model, 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever, you're going to be prepared to spend a little bit of money. It's just part of what happens. It's inevitable. Things are going to go wrong, and they're not particularly cheap.
That's right.
But it's a beautiful color. It's a DBR9 racing green over Sahara tan. And, of course, the color is, we talked about, the 1959 Le Mans winning Aston Martin DBR1, driven by none other than Carroll Shelby.
Wow.
Won overall at Le Mans in 1959.
Right?
Now, that was Aston Martin's swan song. That was their year that they did as well, probably, as they ever did. I think they won the championship that year, and I think it came down to the last race at either the Nürburgring or something along those lines. Anyway, Shelby and Roy Salvadori were the driver. And second place was another DBR1 Aston Martin. And the next closest competitor at the Le Mans in 24-hour in 1959 was 25 miles away.
Really?
25 miles behind.
Wow. That's incredible.
You see these photo finishes, and then this is not a photo finish 25 miles. You'd have to have the exposure on the camera like forever.
Right.
It would just be streaks.
20 minutes later, it comes in.
Yeah. So anyway, we're excited to get that. It's on its way up from Florida as we speak.
And this is normally aspirated, yes?
It's normally aspirated, yeah. V8. Now, they make them, you know, the DBR9s, I think you can get in V12 form.
Yeah.
And there's other ones as well, too. And this is a 2008, so it's no spring chicken.
No,
it's a 16, 17-year model year.
It's going to feel like an antique to you after
that. Stickman navigation, you know.
But, the green digital display.
It's Pong.
Yeah, Pong style.
The Pong style, if you will.
That's
so
funny.
Anyway, we're excited about that.
So Stuart is not only the one with all the toys. Now it's Kathy
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. She's got all the toys now, too. So she's excited, and we, you know, I have a tendency to kind of overpower the picking out of a car, and even if it's for her, and I know it's not right, it's just my nature. I can't help it.
Yeah,
and
that's what we do.
I get focused on something, and you just can't get me off of it. I'm just there.
And my kids say, you know, I really like the Subaru Crosstrek. I know everything. By the end of the day, I'll know everything about everyone on the market.
I thought about buying a Subaru Outback.
Yeah, yeah.
I really did. You know, all-wheel drive, something to drive when the weather's inclement. And
I mean, what do we get, two snows this year?
I know. So it's like, hard to justify it. Well, it's like wanting to buy, I know I'm going to come back from Colorado wanting to buy a snowmobile.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But there's a lot of trails and stuff around here.
You could ride your lot until they plow it.
It takes them so long to plow. They only, you know, it's,
right.
It only has got snow on it for like 11 minutes. These guys are like, they're out there. I believe it's snowing. You feel it snowing? Can you tell if it's snowing?
Right.
Is it snowing? I think it's snowing. It might be snowing. That's just rain. No, it's snowing. No, it's just fog. No, it's snowing.
They're out right away.
They're out. They're, because, you know.
Cha-ching.
They've had a little, they've, unfortunately, and I, terrible business for those guys. I mean, those guys have had no business.
It's true.
And they've got lots of money tied up in these plow trucks and plows and trucks, and then they get no snow.
Right.
And we've had negligible snow in the last, three, four, or five years.
Yeah, they
have
to diversify. I work with one out in Fort Washington, and they do pool service, I think, during the summer.
Lawn care. Landscaping is a big side thing.
Yeah.
And Formula One has started back. We're excited about that. Drive to Survive.
We,
meaning our family. I've got Kathy watching it. Garrett and Kathy and I watch it every night. Of course, last week it was on at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's usually on Sundays.
Right.
And then this week it's going to be 10 a.m. on Saturday, which is a bad time
for
us. It's a work day. And then the next week is going to be like 3 a.m. from Japan or something. And then the next day it's going to be midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stay up this late.
Well. Have you heard of IMSA racing?
They run
on
normal times.
Reasonable hours, American racing.
So Drive to Survive is the F1 behind the scenes show, and that's restarted about a week ago. And of course, we watched every episode within it. It's about the 2023 season.
Sure.
2024 is racing now. Andretti Cadillac tried to get in, but they didn't let him. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. And Lewis Hamilton's last year with Mercedes. He's going to Ferrari next year. Shut up. You could feign some kind of interest.
Lewis Hamilton.
something that I'm interested in. And we always thought that Lewis would retire at Mercedes. You know, that was always
I remember. I do.
He won 7 championships for Mercedes over the years that he drove with them. And you just thought he would retire there, and like a lot of drivers do. But it's almost the Peyton Manning syndrome. You know, if I was the Indianapolis Colts when Peyton Manning was in contract negotiation, I would have said, look, we're going to keep you no matter what. And when you're done playing, we're going to put you in the front office, and you're going to be the consigliere to all the players, because he's so smart. And the same with Lewis. He knows the car. So anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Taking another shot.
Anyway,
I'm gonna line them up.
Talk to you later.
This has been the Classic Auto Mall Show with your host, Stuart Howden. Executive producer, Steve Saffir. Produced and engineered by yours truly, J.R. Russ. Available on ClassicAutoMall.com, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Music courtesy of the Pat Travers Band. For tour dates, contact, and stuff, visit PatTravers.com. Produced by Car Smarts Media. Copyright all rights reserved.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.